DawPickens.com. DawPickens.com.
East Main Furniture and East League pre-Black Friday sale is going on now. Save 30% on all in-stock furniture, including Lazy Boy recliners. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, mattresses, and occasional furniture. This is the best sale of the year. You don't want to miss out on the lowest prices of the year. Hurry in for the best selection. Special ordered furniture will have some discount as well. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-442-6054 today.
Walt Dibtula Road Rage. People ask me if Kentucky was right to fire Stoops. You know, I think so, in part because look, I think we have short attention spans now. And when one guy is in the same place too long, I think the same message can get tiresome if you're not achieving great success. And by the way, I have heard that Stoops handled this as well as you could be humanly handled. I mean, that he handled the whole thing flawlessly, and he's not demanding like full payment or anything now or anything else. I think he's handled the right way. He's probably a guy who still wants to coach. So and he may well get that chance. I don't know where, you know, maybe a place like Memphis or something. We'll see. But you know, listen, overall, I think he's done a good job at Kentucky for a long period of time. You know, Kentucky's football history is not exactly storied. And when you compare what Mark Stoops did to many of his predecessors, he would have to be one of the elite coaches in Kentucky football history. But I do think it was time. I think you had to move on. I don't think there was any way around it. Tess says, does the Big Ten Conference Championship equate to national championship? No, but it could. Again, look, I'm just going to say this. I wrote it on Twitter. You know, one Ohio State fan didn't like it. I didn't say anything about Ohio State, but Texas Tech can win the national title. Texas Tech is the team I had right before the year. And I'm glad I had something because there were a lot of things that were wrong, including Clemson. But Texas Tech was a team I thought was going to be a legitimate playoff contender before the year, and I was right about that. I just wasn't right to this extent, because I've been saying this. Anyone who listens to this show knows nobody has blocked them, okay? Football still comes down to blocking and tackling, and nobody has blocked them. They have a quarterback in Baron Morton who has an NFL arm, and no one has blocked them at all. And, you know, and I put up some of the details of this in response yesterday on my Twitter X feed. Think about this, okay? They lost one game this year at Arizona State. They lost by 4 on the road at Arizona State when they played without Baron Morton. They did not have their starting quarterback. Other than that, the other 11 games, which includes games against top 13 playoff teams, BYU and Utah, the other 11 games, they won by 22 points or more. They have been the most dominant team in college football. It's just nobody knows it. They have literally crushed everybody they have played all season long, including BYU and Utah, who are two very good teams. They crushed both of them. Now, they're going to have to play BYU again, the Big 12 championship game. But I think Texas Tech is very live. I think they could win the whole thing. Now, I don't know about stage fright. They haven't been there. I don't know how that's going to play out. You know, you only get one shot. You have to be ready. Some of these other teams are far more experienced, like Ohio State. And, for example, in a playoff setting, Texas Tech has no history to rely on as far as that's concerned. So I can't speak to that element. But just in terms of the football team, no one's blocked them all year. That defense is absolutely filthy, and Baron Morton is a talented quarterback. And, again, they're 11 wins, every single one of them, by 22 points or more. And, by the way, when I say 22 or more, most of them are like 40. They have literally killed everybody, including BYU and Utah. So I do think that Ohio State and Indiana are both incredible. They're both well-coached. They're both super teams. That championship game, I think it's going to be the best championship game we've ever seen. I mean, I think both teams are going to be ready. I expect a wildly competitive game. I don't even think the loser needs to drop since you're both undefeated. If that game winds up, I don't know, 24-21 or, you know, 28-27 or whatever, I don't even think the loser should drop. I think they should just stay 1-2. But for me, I have Texas Tech third. And I have had them above everybody else in the map poll this whole time, and I still have them probably above everybody else. But I have Texas Tech third in the map poll ahead of Georgia because I just think, look, I just watched Georgia Tech give Georgia a hard time. And I know it's a rivalry game, but Georgia Tech's defense sucks. If you know, and Georgia did run the ball effectively, particularly in the first half. But, man, I'm telling you, if you can't block Georgia Tech, I don't know how you're blocking Texas Tech. Because Texas Tech has legitimate NFL dudes. Both defensive ends are playing in the NFL. David Bailey's playing in the NFL. They have dudes, and no one has blocked them. Jason, how are you?
Well, Walt, I think you know how I'm doing.
Yes.
It's going to be another great year. Just another great year.
Another great year.
It was funny, Walt. So even though I was a doubting Thomas all week and really a lot of the season – on Friday, I did call into facts, and I flipped to a homer pick, but I said that it was going to be Hoosier kicking a game-winning field goal like Mark Buchholz in 07. Yeah. So Hoosier did hold the lead for a good portion of that game until the pick six there. But what a just satisfying, as a Clemson fan, after being tortured with what Sellers did to us on the ground all offseason, and then for him to get the ball back, and I'm sure you've seen the clip with Todd Ellis and Tommy Suggs, and Tommy Suggs says, it's like I say, Todd, this is a time when heroes are made, and 10 seconds later, interception, end zone, game over.
He was sort of right.
He was. Ricardo Jones has become
a hero. He just had the wrong guy. He had the wrong guy in mind, but he was sort of right.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Walt, that final – 2.5 or 3 minutes of game time felt like the daggum Super Bowl halftime show. It lasted forever,
Yeah. You
know, because you're still thinking as a Clemson fan, you're like, well, it's going to take a miracle for them to come back. But, you never know. And then even after the fumble by Harbor, you know, you think you have like a nail in the coffin touchdown. I really wanted that touchdown from Adam Randall because it was such a great run once he got to the second level. He made two guys run into each other. But, you know, the offensive lineman clearly mugged somebody. That led to the open hole there. But it was just a satisfying. It wasn't a work of art or anything like that. You know, the thing that really jumped out to me, Walt, was I agree with you as far as, and, you know, you never want to be one of those guys who says, well, if you take away the 100-yard run, he had a terrible day. But in this case, I will say, like you said, without those two busts or just whatever you want to call them, the first one I'm not even going to call a bust. I mean, Nick Harbor does that every so often because he's just a freak. And the second one was more kind of what happened, guys. I mean, it's a cover two hole shot, and it's like both of our guys just like let up like they thought the other guy. It looked like the Minneapolis Miracle. Remember that
yeah.
with Stephon Diggs?
Yeah.
And the guy just, the guy coming over the top makes a terrible play, and the guy underneath just stops like he thought the play was over. But if you, without
but
those.
You have to have a safety over the top of Harbor. When Harbor's running a nine route, you have to have a safety over the top on him. So,
That is true. Our safety on the opposite hash came down on that play for whatever reason. And you know, I do think, too, maybe we were a little shell-shocked with our rotations when Terrell left the game. And then once we got that out of the system, you know, we kind of settled back in. Because I was worried when they said Avion Terrell was in the locker room. It's like, oh, no. Yeah. But, I mean, hey, they gutted it out. But, you know, South Carolina was 0-for-10 on third down conversions going into that final drive.
Because they're all second and 10 and third and 10. The whole first half – all the things that people complained about all year with Clemson not doing, not running the ball, not sticking to the run, Clemson did the right thing, and South Carolina did the exact opposite. They never even tried to run the ball in the first half at all, basically. I don't know. How many carries did like Faison have in the first half? Like, I don't know, one? I don't even know. I mean, like nothing.
Yeah.
You know? And so if they weren't hitting big plays through the passing game, they weren't going to consistently move the ball, because other than that one sort of mini drive in the third quarter, if memory serves, they just didn't hand the ball to a running back. And then Faison actually did some good things, I think, in the middle of the third, but there just wasn't enough of it. And so Clemson all game long played from second and five, second and six, and South Carolina all game long played from second and 10, third and 10.
And, you know, I just thought it was deeply ironic mentioning Faison because, you know, what do we hear all offseason? Free Sewell, Free Sewell. And then their coaches just didn't even run him against us, to, as you said, to take advantage of the fact that he actually had a decent yard per average. You know, the funny thing, too, Walt, is if you would have told me that, like, Antonio Williams is going to have maybe not a good game and a little bit of the dropsies, I would have said, we're dead. You know, but thank God T.J. Moore – came through as well, and Antonio made some plays, and I'm kind of like
Antonio
you
never recovered from that first Cade pass that sailed over his head when he had 25 yards in the open.
No, that's what I was going to bring up, because it reminded me of, you talk about a harbinger of the season, the final sequence against LSU when Tyler Brown is standing there wide open, would have been a touchdown, and then we never heard Tyler Brown's on a milk carton the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, like you said, with all the talk about Garrett Riley, and I've criticized him and stuff like that, but it makes you wonder, like, man, what would Garrett Riley's offense look like with a quarterback who reads the daggone field and makes easy throws when Garrett Riley schemes them wide open?
I think he might be back. If Dabo Swinney makes that decision, I will be supportive of that decision, because I think Garrett Riley has shown enough that I think we could see more. I think he can do more. I think he needs a different quarterback, and I would like to see what that looks like.
Yeah, and let me ask you this. This kind of dovetails with this discussion. What did you make of the sequence where right before the pick six, and, you know, I've heard Carolina fans whining about the refs and all that stuff. Be glad that the refs were zoned in on us for illegal formation, which had nothing to do with the outcome of the play, because Tristan Lee has his leg 6 inches in the backfield. What a joke. How many first downs did we lose because of that stupid nonsense that had nothing to do with the outcome of the play?
It's interesting. I started seeing that called a lot more late in the year, just sort of all around the country. I thought it was interesting. I don't know if they got some directive on that or not, but listen, Jason, you still have Clemson fans complaining about the pass interference penalty in the Duke game, even though Clemson mugged them on consecutive plays, including that one, you know, before you got to that point.
It is funny how that works. Well, let me ask you this. So on that sequence, when we thought we had the first down, and it's like, man, we're grinding. For once, Walt, we saw a successful four-minute offense for Clemson. I'm like, man, this is heaven. We're grinding the clock. And then they call it back, and it's 3rd and 15. And we just handed the ball to Adam, and he got stuffed for like 1 yard. Do you think that was like Garrett saying, you know what, Cade? I'm not going to let you screw this up and throw an interception here.
Yeah.
What did you make of that sequence?
I think maybe, and you know, maybe you hope that in a down and distance situation that screams pass, that maybe, you know, you get Adam Randall a crease, and you know, he's certainly a guy who can go 15 in a heartbeat if he gets a crease. So I think it was conservative, but again, I think in many ways it was a conservative game plan by Clemson, and it was the right game plan. It was 100% the right game plan. Every time Clemson ran the ball, no matter what the yardage was, I applauded the decision. I thought this is exactly what you need to do, and I kept thinking, here's what I actually kept thinking, Jason. I kept thinking to myself, okay, they're doing all the right things. They're doing all the right things, but there's going to come a time where we're going to get to like the second quarter and they're just going to stop doing it. And it never happened. They stuck to it, which is exactly why they won. They did the dirty work that South Carolina wasn't willing to even try, and that's why they won. 32 carries by the running backs.
Yeah, and you called it. You said that you were not worried about Sellers' legs. You know, Dabo said after the game, Sellers had the same amount of rushing yards as Colin Sadler had receiving yards, 2 yards on the game, which is just an amazing stat. Boy, Dabo was on fire after the game.
Yeah.
As you might imagine, Walt, I loved it. So it's going to be a great year. Like I told Ramona, imagine answering the phones a year ago on this Monday, what that was like, and a little bit different this year.
Yeah, and quite honestly, Jason, I was a little worried because had Clemson lost this game, there's no way to overstate the importance of this football game. It was vital.
No.
It's vital for Field. It's vital for – you would have lost 3 out of 4 to South Carolina. You would have gone into hibernation for a year. It would have been
brutal. An
awful way to end the season, and it would have completely devalued the bowl game. Nobody would have cared about the bowl game at all. You know?
No, absolutely not.
There would have been no Clemson people there. And Clemson, you know, obviously Clemson fan base is great, but if Clemson had lost to South Carolina, I just think none of that would have happened. So I think it was a really big program win for the direction, for the feel of the whole thing. And now you're going to go play a motivated team. You're going to go play a bowl game and probably add another win. So it looks and feels a lot better now.
Absolutely, Walt. Well, I'm glad my flip-flopping was rewarded, but we got the W. You don't have to hang it in the Louvre. Every win is a huge one in
That's
this
right.
robbery.
Yep. Thank you, Jason. Good job. And again, I thought Clemson really controlled the game. I thought it was clearly the better team and deserved to win. All right. So Ramona, we have like dueling Scotts. We have Scott. Okay. So Scott on line 2. I'm coming to you, and then Scott. No. Yeah, that's right. Skyline 2, I'm coming to you, and Skyline 3, I'm coming to you. So this is the first, it's the Scots when we get back.
Get ready for the City of Malden's Christmas Parade, Saturday, December 6th at 2, brought to you by the Malden Chamber of Commerce. Rolling from Golden Strip Career Center down Holland Road to Bridgeway Station. Presented by the Roar FM. Details at maldenchamber.org.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864 864- 578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
In town for the big game or just passing through? Fuel up at Mellow Mushroom Clemson with 26 local and craft beer taps, plus out-of-this-world pizzas, wings, and hoagies. We're your go-to for game day eats. Get creative with your next tailgate. Order boxes of sandwiches, wings, munchies, and all the flavor you can handle. Hang out for weekday happy hour and Thursday night trivia at 7. Or grab it to go. We're at 1007 Tiger Boulevard. Call ahead or order online with delivery at mellowmushroom.com. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Taste the victory.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Holiday shopping time is running out, so give a gift that actually gets used. Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, home of Rhino Linings of Greenville, has gift certificates ready for the ladies and the men on your list. From spray-on bedliners and protective coatings to lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, steps, and custom accessories. And they can upgrade their ride any way they want, whether they work hard, play hard, or hit the trails every weekend. This is the gift they'll remember long after the holidays are over. Don't wait. Grab holiday gift certificates now at odysseyvehicleoutfitters.com and wrap up something Rhino tough.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, it's Reese Davis. Let's be honest. You can't keep an eye on everything. Unless you've got Blink Outdoor 4 cameras. While you're focused on the game, Blink's keeping an eye on your home.
With up to 2-year battery life and with Sync Module XR, you can cover more space without constant maintenance. No wires, no worries. Blink helps keep an eye on what matters most. Get Blink today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Well, I was born in the Southland 20-some-odd years ago. Well, I left home for the first time, honey, when I was 4 years old.
I'm a free-born man. Home is on my back.
Walter to the Red Rage. We're back. I'm talking about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. That's no good. Standing water under the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty today. They will help you. They are the best when it comes to any of these issues. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. You know, lines are completely jammed and come to you. Look, I've had several people write me and say, yeah, well, Texas Tech's defense is amazing, and they're doing it in relative anonymity, you know, because it feels like much of the country has not even seen them play. Because, again, they have been as dominant as anybody we've seen in college football for a long time. They're not 12-0, but, again, the one game they lost was at Arizona State. They lost by four without Baron Morton. And some other fluky things happened in that game. But the other 11 games, they have won by 22 points or more. And like I'm telling you, most of them are by 40. And that includes BYU and Utah, who are two really good teams who they demolished. And it's like no one wants to acknowledge this. They've been far more dominant than a team like Georgia. They just don't play in the right league. But remember what we saw from Arizona State when they got in the playoff last year, and they would have beaten Texas had they had their top receiver. And they almost beat them anyway. And I think Texas Tech is absolutely legitimate and absolutely dangerous, and they are capable of winning the national championship. They are. Okay, all the lines are lit. Let me get to them. Scott in Greenville, and then the other Scott. Scott, how are you?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Scott.
I need to know who's dumber. Who's dumber? South Carolina fans thinking they're going to have a winning season in Columbia, or the easily transplants that don't know how to use a freaking roundabout? Bunch of morons. I don't even know. Have we even done a study on roundabouts to see if they actually work better than a stop sign would?
Yeah, I'm guessing no.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But anyway, what a game Saturday. So glad to see that. You know, well, let me back up. On Thursday, my Dallas Cowboys eliminated.
It seems that way.
Chiefs.
Yeah.
They're done. Put a fork in them. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, I don't even think they're not going to make the playoffs. Definitely not going to make the AFC Championship. They've got a lot of problems. But can my Cowboys get there, Walt? I mean, we got to beat Detroit this week, and then I think it's smooth sailing. We've got an easy schedule to end the
I think that Dallas is playing in this brief snapshot of the moment. I think Dallas is playing about as well as anybody. And that pairing of receivers with Lamb and Pickens, with that quarterbacking, is a big-time problem for all teams right now. And it doesn't seem like anybody can really stop them. And so Dallas is dangerous. No question.
Oh, yeah, they are. And then we come up into – well, my son is on staff at Mississippi State, so he did a little drive-by Wednesday, dropped off some cowbells for all his nephews, my grandkids.
That's pretty cool.
And went back. We were kind of hoping that they were going to. I thought that scenario was set for them to pull the upset because of all the Lane talk last week, and they were playing for a playoff or for a bowl game, and it just didn't happen. But that little quarterback they got, man, as a freshman, is dynamite.
Yeah,
I mean, he was really good.
Yeah, they competed.
They did, and they just couldn't just. Killing himself with some penalties and stuff like that. But I really like that kid. But then we get into Saturday, man, and it was just like, I mean, South Carolina couldn't do anything. And that was the Clemson defense that we wanted to see all year long, even though it was against South Carolina offense. It's horrible. But
see, I'm still not buying that. I'm still not buying all that, Scott. I think Clemson won because of the offense. They won because they ran it 32 times with the running backs, and they kept their own defense off the field, and they kept South Carolina's offense on the sideline with something they basically refused to do all year. They handed the ball to the running backs 32 times, yep. and as a result, yep. Cade was in second and six all day, so the entire playbook was open, where South Carolina did the opposite. They didn't hand it to the backs at all, so they were in third and 10 all day, and their only offense was the big plays, which they hit a couple of. But but I really
and
thought
that. What was Jaden Lucas thinking on that?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
He would not have even darkened. I don't care if we had to put in a manager. He would not have been back on that field after. It looked like he just. I would have. That was the one play all year. I would have said he's betting on the game.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
I'm just saying it was just so blatant of a just not even trying. To do it, and how do you put on a uniform and step on that field and have any play like that? I just don't understand it. But anyway, you know, we got the W. That's all that matters. Moving on to the bowl, you know, I don't know when or if we're going to hear about changes, but curious to see if they're done before bowl game or not. And I'm hoping that we can go get us a quarterback in the portal. If we don't get anything else, we've got to have a quarterback in the portal. And I hope it's somebody that if it's a fourth-year or fifth-year guy that is playing like he's a fourth-year or fifth-year guy.
Yeah.
While I appreciate Cade, I thought he summed his whole season up in that one play where it was a fumbling it around and pick it up and score. It was just I don't know. I just don't think he grew. I don't think he grew like he should have. I don't think he developed it much at all. And I'm hoping that we can do better with that down the road.
Yep.
But
thank you, Scott.
Anyway, Walt, I got bumped last week because of Brownell. I told Ramona, who's more important, me or Brownell? But anyway, man, talk to you later, buddy.
Thank you, Scott.
I laugh.
You know, I will say this. After the two awful throws by Cade early, where, you know, there's two easy touchdowns and he misses both of them and one of them is an interception, he did come back and make a throw on the move that might have been the best throw he made all year. He was pressured out of the pocket. He rolled right and he threw a layered ball down the right side. I can't remember who that was to, but it was the throw had to be perfect to get there, and it was. I mean, that was probably the best throw I saw him make maybe ever. I thought that was at least a good comeback from the rough start. And like I said, I think the Clemson run game ruled the whole day. I think that was the key to the game. It was I thought it would be key going in. I never imagined Clemson would. First of all, I never imagined Clemson would give the ball to running backs 32 times, which I think is exactly what was called for, and they did it. Let me get to the other Scott. Scott, how are you, Scott? Good to have you.
Good, Walt. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for getting in, Scott. Appreciate it.
Awesome. So my question, this has been mulling around in my mind all day today. So Ole Miss, you know, arguably a playoff team, loses their head coach and their offensive coordinator. What's the committee going to think about that?
Look, I'm just going to tell you what I think, Scott. I don't think Ole Miss is even going to drop a spot. I think they're going to leave them right where they are. They're a one-loss football team. We're not talking about losing a quarterback. We're talking about losing a coach, and people don't even know whether they like the coach. So I don't think you can treat the rest of the players and blame them for Lane Kiffin doing what he just did. I think you still have to give that team a shot because I think that team has earned it. It's not the same as the Florida State thing where we saw what Florida State looked like without their quarterback before the playoff began, and we knew that it wasn't going to be good. So I don't think it's the same thing. I know people want to compare it to that, but I don't think it's the same thing.
Okay. Well, I still think you owe Florida State, if they don't drop or anything, I still think you owe Florida State at least an apology.
Here's the other thing. You got to remember, there were only four teams then, all right? And the idea was to put the four best teams in, and Florida State with the quarterback situation clearly wasn't one of the four best teams. I mean, we found that out. We had a chance to find that out. In terms of Ole Miss's situation, even without Lane Kiffin, you'd still have to say they're one of the 12 best teams, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, But I would think they would at least drop, you know. I would think the committee, you know, you would sit there and say, well, they're, you know, who's going to be calling plays now for Ole Miss?
Well, yeah, it's fair.
Know, we don't get a chance to see what that looks like now,
no,
do we?
That's fair. But, you know, the funny thing is, if we had had a 12-team playoff, then Florida State would have been in it. You know, it's, so part of it is just the nature of the system that we're playing right now.
All right.
Yep, it's a good
job. I appreciate it, man.
Yep, it's a fair point, Scott. Fair point. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in all the action, and you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. It's that time again. Feast Week is back on Underdog from November 26th through November 30th. Check the app for special promos. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You know why I'm laughing, Ramona? Because I handled my Underdog situation this weekend like Lane Kiffin handled his departure from Ole Miss. I get this, okay? At one point, all right? Are you there? Is this thing working? Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you, Walt.
At one point, I had hit 16 straight individual Underdog plays.
16 straight?
Yeah, individual plays. Not combined. I was still had to wait on the combined part. Now, eventually, the combined parts worked for me. But then I tried some stupid stuff, like Lane Kiffin. And the stupid stuff I got burned on. So at one point...
So it all went away?
A lot of it went away, yeah. At one point, I was up $1,100 and something. And it could have been a lot more, but I mean, man, it's just so insanely fun. And you have a chance to really hit big too. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word, score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Do that. That's promo code Road Rage, all capitals, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets to underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, we're taking a quick break. Lines remain jammed. Do not move or you will lose your spot. I'm coming right to you. You people will talk on air in just a minute.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
Is this the real?
Are you ready to rock like it's Wembley 86? One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and the Works, is coming to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on Saturday, December 6th. Experience the magic, the music, and the moves of Freddie Mercury in this jaw-dropping tribute that's taken the world by storm. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss your chance to feel the thunder of Queen live in Walhalla.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Your holiday party doesn't need another banquet room. Take your team to Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym. It's active, social, and fun for all ages and fitness levels. Want more space? They can arrange a private room. Want to bring your own food? No problem. Celebrate together this holiday season, bonding, laughing, and climbing. Reserve your date now at blockhaven.com/groups. That's blockhaven.com/groups.
At Estes Heating and Air, family means everything.
As a family-owned and operated business for over 25 years, we know the value of trust, care, and keeping your home comfortable year-round. From routine maintenance to emergency repairs, we treat every customer like one of our own. Because when you call Estes, you're not just another service stop, you're part of our family. Schedule your next service today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, family-owned, community-trusted.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, the most premium insulation option to insulate your home while also sealing any air leaks. Spray foaming the roof deck of your attic can also get you the opportunity to turn your attic into usable space and is the ultimate pest control solution. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Call Koala Insulation today, 864-867-1779.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. I think the playoff field is basically set, other than we don't know, whether North Texas or Tulane's going to win and join the field. But I think the playoff field is basically set. I don't think there's anything else that can happen that changes it, other than the only two things that can possibly change it would be BYU beating Texas Tech and or Alabama losing the SEC championship. The status quo was maintained this weekend. In all these big rivalry games, everything that happened, all the teams that needed to win and were supposed to win won. The only one that didn't was Texas A&M. Other than that, everybody won, and most people won convincingly. So I don't think that you're going to see much change at all in the final outcome. Miami's out, barring something like this happening. Look, here's the thing. If you ask me, if Miami plays Alabama right now in a neutral field, I think Miami beats them easily. Easily. I don't think Alabama's any good. I think Alabama's Ty Simpson and the Simpsonettes, and I think he's tired. Maybe they'll get a boost and be reborn, but if Auburn didn't kick the ball all around the field against Alabama, Auburn should have won the game. Auburn dominated the game. Alabama got off to a quick start, but the last three quarters of the game, Auburn dominated and found a way to lose. It's like they were playing soccer with the ball. I have no idea what they were doing. It was like the football for Auburn was greased or something. I'm not sure. But the reality is that Alabama is still in as of now. If they get another loss, though, now I think you're out. Because I just think there are too many other competitive teams. And I think a Miami could jump them in that circumstance. That's what's going to have to happen. If the status quo is maintained there and Texas Tech wins, and Texas Tech's going to be in regardless. The only question is BYU also going to be in? The only way BYU's getting in is if they beat Texas Tech, which would dump Texas Tech some spots, but not change it dramatically. I dumped Texas A&M to 6 or 7 this weekend in the MAP poll, personally, off of that loss. I don't think they have a ton of credible wins compared to other people. So that's how I dumped them. So, but in terms of the bigger picture, it's settled. People can whine all they want about Notre Dame, Miami. That game was at Miami in the opening game of the season. It was a 3-point loss with a freshman starting quarterback for Notre Dame. I think when you go past that point in the season, I think Notre Dame has played better than Miami has. Now, have they had a great schedule? No, but I think they've played dominant football, and Miami hasn't. Miami lost to two ACC teams, which they just couldn't afford to do. Do I think Miami's a playoff-worthy team? Yeah, look, it sucks that we don't have 16 spots or 24 spots because this is a year that we could use them. It does. And somebody's going to be left out just the way it is. But, you know, Sarkisian can cry all he wants. He has no shot. And Miami has no shot as of today, even though Miami is the one ACC team that could get in this thing and do damage. They could. But unfortunately for Miami, when you tie yourself to Carson Beck, he will let you down. And he let them down on two occasions. And that's why they're not in it. You know, we always want to make this a coaching thing. It's not a coaching thing. It wasn't a coaching thing with James Franklin at Penn State. James Franklin would have well won the national championship, could have well won the national championship, had Drew Aller been able to complete a frigging forward pass. Go watch the game, I dare you. Franklin didn't make any mistakes against Notre Dame. There were no tactical mistakes. The mistake was trusting Drew Aller in a big spot, and he failed. And again, even despite that, Penn State nearly played for the national title. Mario Cristobal It tied himself to Carson Beck. And look, you have to have a quarterback. And Beck, for the most part, looked really good until he didn't. And you knew there were going to be games where he didn't. And where he just routinely hands the ball to the other side anytime he's pressured. And he did that twice. And that's what cost Miami. And there's just no way around that. And that's where we are. So the whole thing is basically settled with the exceptions that I just noted. Vanderbilt's not getting in. Texas is not getting in. Miami's not getting in. BYU's not getting in. None of those teams are getting in. It's sad. It's unfortunate because, like I said, I think Miami might be playing their best football right now. And they're a threat. They're a threat. A line of scrimmage, they're as good as anybody in the country. It's unfortunate. You know, and I do want to say something about the ACC, too, and how they choose their guys. Ramona, don't let me forget that. I want to talk about the ACC and how Duke was chosen, how Duke was chosen out of a bunch of teams that went 6-2, five of them. I want to get to that, but let me get to some of these calls first. It is, who's up here? James up first. James, how are you, James? Good to have you.
I'm doing good.
Good.
I was wondering if you'd ever heard the expression Clemson South, Columbia being called Clemson South.
I'm not sure I have heard that. Why?
How many times do you think Carolina's beat Clemson in Columbia since 75?
Oh, from that standpoint. Oh, of course. Yeah. From that standpoint. Yeah, they are. And then it's not just they don't beat them, James. They don't score on them. I mean, I don't think South Carolina has led Clemson. I don't even know when the last time South Carolina has led any of those games against Clemson in Columbia.
They've not beaten them five times since 75.
Yeah, yeah.
And haven't beaten them at all since 2013.
Yeah. Yeah, I was misinterpreting what you were saying. Yeah, you're saying that Columbia is Clemson South, and that Clemson owns them. Yes.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to say, I watched the game on TV.
Yeah.
And I think the SEC network's horrible.
Yeah.
Them announcers were horrible.
Yeah. Yep.
The numbers they were throwing out made no sense.
No, I would agree with that. I would agree with that completely. And
One last thing, I've heard the Carolina fans talking about the refereeing.
Yep.
I saw several targeted. They even reviewed one, and the player lowered his head and launched and hit. One of them, Randall, right in the ear hole. They reviewed it, and it wasn't called target. It wasn't even a personal foul.
Yeah.
And, the guy that clotheslined, now they called personal foul, face mask. He was laughing about it and showed him on TV laughing about it after he about tore Cade's head off.
Yeah, that was vicious. Honestly, that really could have broken Cade's neck. That was, you just got to let the face mask go because that was one of the worst face masks I've ever seen. I've done this a long time. That's like that's going to be top 10 worst face masks of all time.
And he was laughing about it, the player that did it.
Yeah, you got no business laughing at that. But thank you, James. Good talking to you. On the call front, listen, Carolina got screwed, okay? Let's be honest. I mean, the calls went against Carolina. They just did. I mean, it was obvious. They did not go in Carolina's favor. That's the way it goes sometimes. But the better team won, period. Clemson was just better. And all you need to do is look at the rushing yards and the rushing attempts. That's the game. That's why Clemson was better. I mean, you know, really, South Carolina had a couple of sort of big fluke plays. And I don't want to say they're just fluke. I mean, you know, look, the ball Sellers threw to Nicholas Harbor, that ball went 66 yards in the air. Sellers has talent, okay? I mean, that's a 66-yard air yard throw, and it's right on target. Now, look, some of the other stuff he needs to clean up and continue to work, but he has ability. He has not been helped. His offensive line, you know, see, that's the other thing about Harbor. I don't think we know how good Harbor is now because they haven't been able to throw because they haven't been able to protect Sellers. What if they had been able to? Then what would Harbor have done? See, I think Harbor, as badly as Sellers was hurt by the offensive line play at South Carolina, I think Harbor was equally hurt, maybe more so. Harbor looked like an NFL receiver on Sunday. And I think on Saturday, and I think that there's going to be some team late in round one, like maybe the Chiefs, who take a shot on him just because he's been underutilized in that system, but he's 6'5", 240, and he runs a 10, 100 meter. I think someone is going to be intrigued enough to take a flyer. Back to the phones. It is Auburn Lolly. Lolly!
Yes.
How are you, Auburn Lolly? That's a very disappointing outcome on your part, Auburn Lolly.
Not really. We sort of expected it. Mm. We didn't even know who our coach was going to be, nor the quarterback for that matter. And considering those two factors, I was kind of excited that we battled back as well as we did.
You should have won. I mean, you outplayed them. You dominated the game for three quarters. You were the better football team. You out-physicaled them, and you should have won. Daniels was the better quarterback. Well, Daniels threw for like 275, and Simpson threw for like 120.
But you said statistics don't really matter. They don't. We also got a lot more yards than they did.
Well, you kept putting the ball in the field. You dropped the ball. You fumbled it. There's one period where, like, in four plays, you put the ball in the field three times. Right.
Well, how about no receiver was seemingly able to catch a ball.
Right. Right.
But, and our two really great guys kind of got canceled. But that's actually what I was going to say was, even though it's a day late for Thanksgiving, I gave a lot of thanks that we didn't end up with Lane Kiffin. And not that he would deign to come to lowly Auburn, for sure.
Yeah.
But we ended up with a guy I've never heard of, but I didn't really give a hoot because we didn't get Lane.
That's funny.
I don't blame you there.
We ended up with a guy I've never really heard of, but I'm taking him because he's not Lane Kiffin. I sort of
exactly
like that.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And he sounds like on the face of it, God help us, it's Auburn, but he looks like he's going to be a good fit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that might be true. So we'll see how it plays out. But
you should have
actually beaten Alabama again. And what's really amazing is that the last seven games between those two teams played in that building were the total points were dead even until Alabama edged you out. It was there for you to win.
Well, I thought you were going to win. Pray for LSU. They're going to need it. But
they are going to
need
it.
He's the perfect villain for them, I think. You know, you're talking about, you know, you got rid of Orgeron, who was our Cajun guy.
Yeah.
Lane ain't no Cajun guy, but he can be a villain. And I guarantee you, watch what he does. You know, he's whined and talked about NIL. He's going to spend every dime they have.
Yeah.
He's going to load that team up with whoever he can buy.
Well, we have to find out how many dimes they have because he's costing them $100 million, and they got to pay Brian Kelly $50 million to go away.
Yeah, but the little word is that they're willing to pay whatever it takes.
for him to restock.
You know, hey, look, at some point they're going to have to deal with his on-field idiosyncrasies, too, because on-field, games, he's just sort of a nutcase. He makes so many ridiculous decisions he's basically LSU just hired a 9-year-old nutcase who has some offensive acumen.
Yeah, but didn't he fool us into thinking he had changed somewhat?
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yeah, he said all the right things. I mean, there were actually tweets from him discussing how you should stay where your feet are and those type of things. Ole Miss fans were tweeting all of those, retweeting all of those. Yeah, and allegedly he left his dog there too, which that tells you all you need to know. If that's true.
A rack of clothes on the sidewalk.
Yeah, they threw his clothes on the side. I'm surprised they kept him in a rack. I would have just dumped him on the sidewalk. That's
well, apparently when he got to the airport, there were a few little, let's say, one finger gestures. And
he's such a strange dude. He really is. He's such a weird, odd guy. And I just don't know that that's working at LSU. I don't think they fully understand the full Lane Kiffin experience. Lally, I got to run. Good talking to you. All right. I'm coming to you guys on the phones. Don't move. Let me take care of some business. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team Upstate families count on. They handle everything. Repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. They do it all. Heating, too, from furnaces to thermostats. Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night. Look, if you lose your heat in the middle of winter, you're going to need help now, and Ace is going to be there to help you. They'll bring comfort back quickly and reliably. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups will help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free, that's free, fall maintenance for new customers for $189 value free for new customers. Take advantage of that. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. And of course, tell them I sent you. I'm coming to you on the phone lines. Do not move. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit carolinatopdressing.com to get a free quote.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
It's that time of year again, and you're trying to figure out what gifts to get your family. We know everyone is busy, and who wants to deal with all the Christmas traffic and shopping congestion? Elite Custom Golf Carts wants to make your life easy. Come and see us and get a gift the whole family will love, with free delivery and